A Chicagoan who's become a fixture in the city's Pilsen community on the southwest side is retiring today after decades at the local post office. For 37 years, Alfredo Jacinto has had a window onto this neighborhood where Chicago immigrants have built their lives for more than a century. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel brings us a slice of his story on the day of his retirement.
When we said Jacinto had a window onto the world of Pilsen, we meant that literally.
I've been here at Window One for not as many years, but, you know, about five or six. And then basically I was at Window Four for years.
He points to the service window he's worked at as a clerk at the Cesar Chavez post office for most of his five decades as a man of mail.
Every day is different at the window. I love it.
Jacinto is sort of exactly how you'd want your local post office clerk to be. On his last day, he's donning a neat sweater vest with a tie and a stamp pin. He's mild-mannered, patient, takes pride in helping his customers, especially the Spanish-speaking ones.
They'll wait two or three. Sometimes they've waited quite a bit just to talk to me, you know, in our language, you know.
And cherry on top, he's a stamp collector. And if he knows your birthday, you get a stamp from his favorite batch, the Hot Wheels stamp released last year.
So I put a stamp and a Hot Wheel. I don't think anybody else does that.
Jacinto was raised in Pilsen and has been working here since 1982. Before that, he was working downtown. But since he came here, he's borne witness to a lot. He's seen the back mailroom shift, once brimming with handwritten letters, now heaped with packages from Amazon and Target. And he's watched as the types of people coming in have changed, too.
When I first came here, it was a Polish neighborhood.
And then?
And then it changed to Mexican.
And now Jacinto describes Pilsen as a bit of a hodgepodge of Mexicans, Asian Americans, Middle Eastern families, lots of artists. And don't forget those hip young folks.
The upcoming millennials, hacking on their phones and texting and talking on the phone, coming up to the window.
On those phones, you could look up data that shows Pilsen is still a majority Hispanic neighborhood. You could also find a 2016 study that shows the area's lost more than 10,000 Hispanic residents over the past 20 years, as rents have risen. But while breweries and art studios have replaced some traditional community spaces, like laundromats or barbershops, Jacinto says he's been holding it down for his customers at the post office.
I'm sort of like a counselor, or, you know, they all ask for advice about their personal lives, situations they're in, you know, in immigration, or there's quite a few that have health issues, and, you know, just wish them the best of luck. And then I would light a candle to them at the St. Jude Shrine, you know, which is across the street. So that's things I would tell the customers.
Tonight, Jacinto will give his sweater vest to his daughter, who's also built a lifelong career at a Chicago post office. Then he'll hang up the rest of his uniform for the last time. But he says he still sends bills by mail, so he'll be back as a customer. And he hopes to see a Spanish-speaking replacement at window number one. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.